Halacha is about building the Mizbeach. So why is Parshas Mishpatim the Parsha of Dinim right next to the Parsha of the Mizbeach? Zok Rashi, Loimar to teach us Shetosim Sanhedrin Eitzel HaMikdash. He should place the Sanhedrin right next to the Beis HaMikdash. The Sanhedrin was in the Lishkas HaKozis, a special room that went into the Beis HaMikdash. So the Parsha of Dinim with the Sanhedrin is somuch to the Parsha of Mizbeach to teach us that they have to be together. Now, what is the reason why the Sanhedrin has to be near the Mizbeach? There are a few reasons for this. The Maral in his Pirush Gur Aryeh HaTorah says that the Mizbeach, by the bringing of the Kurbanis, it brings shalom between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It builds the relationship, it builds shalom, and it brings us bracha. And the Sanhedrin brings shalom ben Adam l'chaveri, between one man and another. They have it in Torah, they have a dispute, they come in front of the Sanhedrin, they settle the dispute. Ben Yishli Ishtoi, they bring shalom down here. So Memele, that's the connection. The Mizbeach brings shalom between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sanhedrin brings shalom between man and his friend. They both involve shalom. Memele, they're next to each other. But in addition to that, the Maral says it's only befitting that the Makam HaMizbeach that brings shalom between two entities, when someone is a bridge between two entities, so that force that's the bridge is in the middle, and he brings together the two entities from the side. And that is what the Beis HaMikdash is. The Beis HaMikdash is the center of the world. Why is it the center of the world? Because it brings shalom. It's that bridge between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mele of the Sanhedrin as well, because it brings shalom ben Adam l'chaveri, that too is in the center of the world, which is right next to the Beis HaMikdash. That's a pshat that the Maral says. There's other mefarshim that say that the inyan of the Sanhedrin being in the Beis HaMikdash is to give them a special siyata d'shmaya. We find in Sefer Shmuel that Shmuel brought Kurbanis in his makam in Ramah. He brought Kurbanis, and one of the reasons the Ralbach says is because he should have special siyata d'shmaya to judge Klal Yisrael. He should also have special siyata d'shmaya to be Mamshech Nevuah on himself. So the reason why the Sanhedrin was in the Beis HaMikdash was because through the Beis HaMikdash, through the Kedusha, through the Avodah that was done in the Beis HaMikdash, they had a special siyata d'shmaya to be done Klal Yisrael. And then there's a third reason that's brought down on the Svarim, and that is to teach us a lesson that in order to be able to get through in the Beis HaMikdash, to be used for the Avodah, to be used for the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, in order to be used for the Korbanos of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mamonis which is used has to pass through the filter of the Sanhedrin. The litmus test of whether this is right to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash is the Sanhedrin. If the Sanhedrin paskins al pidin, this Mamonis is yours, it's Yasher, it's Yashrus, it's Klat, then it's fit to be brought into the Beis HaMikdash, to buy behemoths with it, to donate to the different kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. If, on the other hand, it doesn't pass the filter of the Sanhedrin, then it's not fit to be used inside the Beis HaMikdash for the Avodah. There was a Talmud that came over to the Chofetz Chaim and told him, "Oh, I want to show the Rebbe, I bought a very mehudidik pair of tefillin." Chofetz Chaim looks at it, was talking very mehudidik pair, and he told him which cipher he used. Chofetz Chaim asked him, "How much did this pair of tefillin cost you?" So he says, "It cost me a nice amount, 10 ruble." He says, "10 ruble for a pair of tefillin? Oy, so much money. Tell me, were you machmid that the money should be as kosher as the tefillin are? Is the money as kosher as the tefillin are? People are machmid that their chafetzim of mitzvah are kosher with the hidurim, but the money that's used to spend for those hidurim, that money has to be kosher v'yosher, that money has to be glat also." The mashmois was that what's used for a chetz of the mitzvah, the money which is used for the chetz of the mitzvah, if it's not glat, then in a way it brings a psul into the object that someone is using for the dvar mitzvah. And the Chofetz Chaim was a noah deirish v'noah mekayim. This week's parasha, the Chofetz Chaim al ha-Torah, ha-Chadoshim, they bring down that the Chofetz Chaim, it was at Kufa, where he wanted to have a parnosa nikia to support the family and to sell to others, so he bought a cow from the mishpacha. And he didn't just buy any old cow. He bought a cow, they'll have milk and they'll have cheese and they'll make butter from it. They'll sell a little bit to others. But he spent a lot of time looking for a cow that didn't have any horns, or a cow that he knew was pretty tame, that it wouldn't hurt anybody. So during that kufa, the Chofetz Chaim was a melamed in a town that was near Rav. One morning, very, very early in the morning, he goes to the place where the Balei Agola, where the wagon drivers, where they hung out. And is anybody going to Rav? Would they be willing to take in a very important letter there for me? I'll pay anyone for his services. So one Balei Agola pipes up, I'll be willing to take it. So he says, but please, bring this to my wife, but it's b'tnai. It has to be brought to her before the market opens up in Rav. If you're late and you give it to her after the market opens up, it'll already be too late. Then the top list of the letter is bottled. Please, I beg of you to bring it to her as quickly as you can before the market opens up in Rav. Fine, he promised to do so. Chofetz Chaim paid him money for his services. On the way there, the Balei Agola was wondering what could be so important that he stressed that if I don't give it to her before the market, then the whole letter is bottled. What could be so important in there? Maybe there was a hot tip in there. Chofetz Chaim had some insider's information about an investment, and he wants his wife to know about the investment before the market opens, so she can be the first one to chop around. Ooh, there's a hot tip in there. I want to be aware of it also. So the Balei Agola was and he opened up the letter, and he was quite disappointed to see what it said in the letter. It was addressed to his Rebbetzin. The Chofetz Chaim addressed it to his Rebbetzin. He says, "Hey, Yois, today is the market in Rabin. You have to be extra careful to keep the cow locked up. Because if the cow walks around and there's wagon loads of food being carried around, it might chas v'sholem take from somebody else. So please be extra careful to lock up the cow before the market starts in during that day." This was the special emergency letter with the hot tip. Yes, it was a hot tip in Ruchnius, but the wagon driver was quite disappointed. Chofetz Chaim was not derish v'noam mekayim that the money has to be yashrizdik. Heard another ma'aser that Rav Meir Sternschlitter, Rosh Yeshiva in Passaic, said over. In the early 60s, he learned in Brisk by Rav Yosha ben Soloveitchik, Rav Beryl Soloveitchik. And the Yeshiva of Hashtetzik, like all yeshivas, needed money desperately. So once, when he was here in America, he ran into someone that stammed from Brisk in Litton. The man didn't look too from. And they get into a conversation, and the master says, "I learned in Brisk and Eretz Yisrael." He says, "Oh, yes, they go to the yeshiva." He says, "I belong to a society of briskers. You know, we have money that maybe we could donate to the yeshiva." And the master, took down his phone number and decided, they would be in contact. The next time he saw Rav Beryl, it was a meduber then of about $10,000, which in those days was a hoin rav. And he told Rav Beryl about it, and Rav Beryl started asking questions about this, about that, Shemesh Shabbos, where, what, when. Anyway, it did not pass his litmus test of kashrus dikamon. So he says, "I can't accept it." So Rav Meir asked him, he said, "You're in desperate need of money. Like, who says you have to be makbid so much and every kutzah shall you have been to get the money?" So Rebel answered him, he says, his father left him a list of criteria of what kind of mammon he could accept for the yeshiva. He says he knows it's going to be difficult to stick to the criteria, and he knows it will be difficult to make the payroll at the end of the month, but he promises him that if he sticks to this list of guidelines, he might have it difficult over the mice he's going to meet the payroll. So Rivero said, "Lamaise, it has been difficult, but one thing I know, that every month I have the right amount of money that I need. And I stick to that, those strict guidelines that my father gave me. As I think is up." So the reason why the Sanhedrin was here was there are strict guidelines of what's acceptable in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why the Sanhedrin was right next to the Mizbeach, the place where they brought the Korbanos. The first one of the Mishpatim that the Torah brings down here is Kisikna Eved Ivri. If you buy an Eved Ivri, he should work for 6 years. In the seventh year, the beginning of the seventh year, he goes out free with no payment at all. So many Mepharshim ask the question, if we were to write the Seder of Mishpatim, of Dinei Mamonis, I think Eved Ivri would be one of the last halachas that we would start with. You start out with the halachas of lending money, and Kesef Talbe Esami, the halachas of Pikodin, what happens if you leave a Pikodin in the charge of somebody else, what is he responsible, when is he responsible? You'll probably speak about the halachas of Arba Ovis Nezikin, the halachas of torts, Maishor is Mazik, Odom Mazik, Bar Mazik. These are normal things in daily living. Then you'd probably get to Hilchas Geneva, what happens if a person steals, with the halachas of Kepo. At the very end, you would mention the halach of Eved Ivri. Why are we here then? Does the Torah speak about Eved Ivri first? Why is that the first halacha in the Mishpatim that the Torah speaks about? We once addressed this issue, but I just saw now in a sefer called Divrei Yirmiyahu, the Talmud of the Netziv, very chosh of the sefer. He says the following, that after Matan Torah that was said in last week's parashah, in Parashas Yisrael, Kofalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Harki Gigas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced upon them the mountain. He said, if you makabel the Torah good, then lav shom teik v'rasken. So there are those that say, oh, the Jews, they're like, they're slaves. The Jews are slaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have to do this mitzvah, that mitzvah, tayyad mitzvahs. And not only Torah Shviksav, but Torah Shabal Peh, with all kinds of chumris. Then you have mitzvahs derabbanon. The Torah mandates. The Chachamim could be goyish v'gzeiris. The Chachamim could teach up the Torah. Yidden the mamash slaves. And that's what Judaism is all about, chas v'shal. For that, the Torah tells us over here that the exact opposite is true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of the tribe to be B'nai Chayrin. What is true Chayrus? Chazal say, Ein ben Chayrin Elo Misha Oisik Bateir. Who is the true free person? Someone that's Oisik and Teir. A real Eved is one that is a servant of his Yetzahara. He's Meshubit to his Taibis. He's Meshubit to this fan and to that fan and to this new Yetzahara that comes out and that new Yetzahara that comes out. And he doesn't have freedom on his own. The emes dikecheres is when you connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're removed from the forces of this world that pull us downwards, that threaten our ruchnius. You're in connection with Shemayim, that's emes dikecheres. Of course, for anything good you have to invest effort. And our investment in this effort, in this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Tayyad Mitzvahs, Sai Teresh Miksav, Sai Teresh Avalpeh. But emes dikecheres means not being meshubit to the Yetzirah. We see what kind of a face the world has today when they go after every single Yetzirah. They're subjective to their taivus. And Memela, Ein ben chayrin el misha isim b'tayrin. That's what the Torah is telling us over here with the parasha of Eved Ivri. Take a look how much the Torah it values freedom. Even when you're kainin Eved Ivri, the special halacha is how you treat an Eved Ivri. You're not allowed to be Eved with a Mavoidus Eved like an Eved Kanani. There's a halacha ki toiv lo imach. You have to treat the Eved Ivri better than you treat yourself. If let's say you had one piece of steak, either for you or for the Eved Ivri, Chazal say you have to give it to the Eved Ivri. You have one pillow, you have to give it to the Eved Ivri. Why? Because it says in the Torah ki toiv lo imach. You have to treat him as well as you treat yourself. So you can't keep it for yourself because then you're treating yourself better. Elamai, you'll say, I'm not going to give it to either one of us. That's me, this dying. So you're mechuyev to give it to him. Even in his state of avdus, you have to treat him like a mensch. You have to treat him properly. But Baita the Torah says, Sheishanim Yavoid, after the sixth year, Yetzei Lachov Shechinam, he goes out free. The Mama Yaimer HaEved, if let's say Chas V'Shalom, the Eved says, Ahafti Yes Adayim, Yes Ishti Yes Bami, Lo Yetzei Chavshi, you make a big deal out of it. You're doing the wrong thing. You bring him to Bezn of Ross Adon of Asosnei Bamartseya. What are you doing to yourself? We pierce his ear and we say, Oizen Zhush Shama, Asinai Loi Signai, or Vayamai Choratsmai. Oizen Zhush Shama, Kiliban Ayeshol Avodim Avodai Veloy Avodim Avodim. What kind of business is this? You have your freedom. You can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are you doing to yourself? And even after he's a nirtzah, that's also only temporary. Only until Yovel. By Yovel you go out. So you see that the Torah stresses the inyan of freedom. We want that freedom. connected those that say the Matan Torah that was just learned in last week's parasha, it places Abdus upon us. Take a look at the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu values our freedom, which is why he took us out of the tribe to begin with. And that we're mechuyev to do the mitzvahs, Ein lecha ben chayrin ela mishayisik b'Torah, that is the greatest symbol of chayrus. Shteyt in Pasuk, that if Taka B'Yevet says, Mahafti es Adoni es Ishti, es Bonai Goyei Tzei Chavshi, V'higishay Adoni Velo Elohim, his master brings him to Besdin, V'higishay El Adelos Oyal Amezuza, V'rotza Adoni, es Ozmei Bamartzea, they pierce his ear, V'avodei L'yoylam, and then he serves his master, L'oylomai Shel Yoyvu. So Rashi brings down the Gemara in Kedushin Abchot Beis Amid Beis. Maro oizinli hirotza. Why dafke the ear? Why do we pierce the ear? Amr Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai said, oizin zu sheshama al har Sinai loisignoi. This ear heard loisignoi, v'holach v'ganav, tirotza. You have to pierce it. If it's a meicharatznoi, then oizin zu sheshama al har Sinai, avodahem, v'loi avodim l'avodim, Tirotza. I didn't listen, went and sold himself. Tirotza, it has to be pierced. So Rav Shimon Schwab, Zatzal, in the Sefer Ma'in Beis HaShe'eva, asks two questions. First of all, if the reason why we pierce his ear is because of Leisignai, so why do we pierce it 6 years later? You should have pierced his ear B'Shas Negneva itself. Why pierce it now 6 years later? And question number two, the Leisignai that they heard on Har Sinai wasn't stealing money. The Leisignai of the Aseres HaDibris was Gainai Mephoshes. What's that got to do with what he's doing right now? What is the connection between the two? So Schwab says that the Geneva that the Torah speaks about by the Aseres HaDibris, Gainiv Nefesh, somebody kidnaps a person. What exactly is he stealing the person from? Is he stealing him from his father and mother? His father and mother don't own him. As a matter of fact, the person himself does not own himself. The person's not a bailam on himself. If he wants to, sell his arm or his leg, he's not allowed to do that. He's not a bailam over himself. In whose possession is he? He's in the possession of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gainiv Ishu Mechorei, if somebody forces himself as a master over a person, and he kidnaps him, and he sells him Baal Karchai, who is he stealing the person from? He's stealing him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This person was created to serve Hashem. And if you are forcing yourself upon him, you're taking away his freedom and you're selling him to someone. You're taking him away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mois Yumas, that carries with the Vechiyiv Nisim. But that's exactly what this Eved is doing right now. This Eved had the choice right now. Good. He was sold L'chadchila. He had the choice right now to be free, to go out and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again. And he made a choice. He had a choice, and he made a choice. I don't want to go out and serve Hashem. I still want to remain in Eved. That is equal to the Gainiv Ishu Mecharei. That is equal to Gainiv Nefoshes. Memeila L'chadchila, when he was a Ganav and we caught him, he didn't get his ear pierced. Because we're not piercing his ear because of the Gnevus Mammon. We're piercing his ear because he, in effect, is a Gainiv Nefoshes. He is stealing himself away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For that we say, oh, he's in Zesh Shaval Har Sinai. But he's seeking, like, you're not allowed to steal the nefeshes. What does that mean? Don't take a nefesh away from serving Hashem. And that's exactly what you're doing now. This is why we do it at the end of 6 years when he wants to stay by the master. And it's also why I do it also leisignoi. It's not the leisignoi of mammon. It's the leisignoi of greater than the nefeshes. You're in essence stealing yourself away from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As I learned through Schwab. The pasuk goes on to say, Im keser talde es ami. If you lend my nation money, es ha'oni imach, to the oni that is with you, loisihiye olav kinoisha, don't be upon him like a regular creditor. Loisisimen olav neshech, do not charge him interest. Elechayra, this pasuk, im keser talde es ami, es ha'oni imach, es ami, es ha'oni imach, the words are a shtickle extra over here. You should have said, Im kesef talve lo achicha. What does it mean, Im kesef talve es ami, es ha'oni imach, the oni that is with you? So the Vilna Gaon says a beautiful pshat. So after Vilna Gaon, there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, that says, that one of the people that screams and he cries and nobody could listen to his cry and nobody could do anything about it is somebody that lends money to somebody else, not in front of Edom. Lent the guy $1,000, now he doesn't want to give it back to me. I'm sorry, if you would have had Edom, if you would have had a Shtar Chayiv, then Bezdin would have been able to help you. But now that you did it as a Valpe, you trusted him, what can we do? We have no proof. So this is one of the people that screams and he cries and nobody can help him. So by Halva, the Halvacha is, you have a Chiyuv to lend in front of Edom, otherwise you really are wrong with Me'iver. Right, Ramaf Me'iver, because the fellow could always deny it. When it comes to tzedakah, it's the exact opposite. By tzedakah, we find there's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, "Matron baseser yichva off." If somebody gives tzedakah anonymously, that covers up anger. Adarabba, there's an inyan of giving tzedakah and not knowing the highest madrega. The Gemara says is if you give tzedakah, you don't know who you're giving it to, and the person does not know where it's coming from. Their adarabba should remain hidden. Dr. Vilna Gaon, that's Marumas in the pasuk over here. In kesef talve, if you lend money, es ami, it should be in front of my nation. It should be in front of other people. Get edim and make sure that you have a proof that there's alva over here. Over es ha'ani, when you're giving tzedakah to an ani, imach, keep it to yourself. Don't be mefarsimit. Adarabba, matin baseser, yichba'af. That is Marumas over here in the pasuk. The Sefer Chassidim to Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, he brings down that it's Yitochen, that for a poor person, Ahava is better than giving him tzedakah. Why? Because tzedakah is embarrassing for a person to take. And even if he takes tzedakah from you once, he'll be embarrassed to come back a second time. But Ahava that a person pays back, a fellow could maintain his self-respect and eventually pay it back. Memelu, when it comes to an ani, it's you're talking that Ahava is better. So Yehuda HaChassid says that that's merumis in the pasuk. Im kesef talve es ami. If you lend money to my nation, you should know es ani imach. That's going to make sure that the ani keeps on coming back to you. Ahava is good for an ani. This way, he doesn't lose his self respect. This way, he'll come back and pay you back. And so ani ima, it'll make sure that the ani will keep on coming back to you for another loan. Says in the pasuk, "Vayter milayoscha v'dim acha loisa acher." You should not delay the giving of milayoscha. Is bikurim Rashi says v'dim acha. That's truma. B'char banecha titenli. You should give me the Bechor, the firstborn of your sons. So the question is, what is the connection over here between the Indian of giving Bikurim and Truma on time and the Indian of Bechor Banecha Titen Li? What is the connection between the two? So there's a Sefer Korban Ha'oni that says a beautiful pshat. It says in Parshas, Parshas Bamidbar, it says, I'm sorry, in Parshas Nosa, it says, the ish es kadoshav lo yihiyu. A person has the right to give his trumas and maestris to whomever he wants, but you should give the trumas. And right after the parish of truma, it brings down the parish of the tragic parish of Saita. So Rashi says over there, lama nismacha parishas truma, the parish of Saita. Why those two parishas next to each other? To teach you that if you give trumas, everything will be fine. But if you don't give truma to the Kayin, the end result will be that you're going to have to come on to the Kayin for a different reason. He's going to have to bring his wife, the Saita, to the Kayin to see if she's taka innocent or not. That's the smichas between the two. So Zok the Sefer Karban Ha'ani, that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Taiva is much greater than Midas Peronius. Memele, if by Midas Peronius it says, if you don't give truma, you're going to have to come on to the kain for bad things. If you do give truma bismanai, and you do give bikurim bismanai, then adarabba, you're going to come to the kain for good things, b'chor b'necha titenli. Then you'll be zeich to b'chor, then you'll be zeich to be mekayim the mitzvah of figin aben, you'll be able to bring your b'chor to the kain. So he says, it's an interesting thing, because by the parsha of Nozir, Chazal Darshan, Kodesh Yihye, Gadel Pera, Sa'aroshay. The word Yihye is Begamatria 30. To teach me that if a person's Makabal on himself Nazirus, and he doesn't specify how many days, Stam Nazirus is Shloshim Yayin. Over here it says, It says in the parish of Trula in Bamidba in Parshas Nosrei, the Ish has kadosh of lo yiyu, right? And it says the word over there, the Ish hasheitnu akoyen lo yiyu. It says that in Parshas Nosrei, a person that gives to the koyen lo yiyu, he will gain something from it. So there it says the word yiyu also. What will he gain? That after 30 days, that's the mitzvah pinyan pinyan b'chori. After 30 days, the mitzvah pinyan aben, the midah tov will be through the good things he gives to the koyen. He'll be zoicha to yiyu the pinyan b'chori after 30 days. Vayikach Sefer HaBris, and Moshe Rabbeinu took the Sefer HaBris, Vayikrav Oznei Ha'am, Vayayimru, and the nation said, Kol Asher Dibur Hashem Nasa B'Nishma. Whatever Hashem spoke, we will do, and we will hear. The Gemara Masech, the Shabbos Dat Pechesam et Alam says, Dorish Rav Simoi, Bishor Shehidimu Yisrael Nasa B'Nishma. At the time that Klal Yisrael said Nase before Nishma, 600,000 Malachim came down from Shemayim. Each one of them was carrying two crowns, and they tied it onto the heads of Klal Yisrael. One crown was connected Nase, and one crown was connected Nishma. So the Beis HaLevi is medayik from this Lashon. It doesn't say Bishor Sha'omru B'nei Yisrael Nasa B'Nishma. It says Bishor Shehidimu B'nei Yisrael Nasa B'Nishma. Because they said Nasa before Nishma, they were zoicha to these two crowns. It's Mashma. If they would have said Nishma B'Nasa, then it wouldn't have been such a big thing. Then they wouldn't have been zoicha to these two crowns. Why? Why is it so important that the Nasa comes before the Nishma? So the Beis HaLevi says, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Nasa, what does Nasa mean? We will be mekayim the mitzvahs. Nishma, we will deher the reasons for the mitzvah by learning the Torah. Nasa is kiyum mitzvahs, Nishma is the Torah. So the Beis HaLevi, there's two types of limud HaTorah. There's a limud HaTorah in order to know what you have to do. V'layam ha'aretz chosid. If you don't know the Torah, you don't know how to be mekayim the mitzvahs. So there's one limud HaTorah, which is a hechsher. It's a preparation for being mekayim the mitzvahs. Women have that chelek in Matan Torah also. Women are mechuyav to learn the halachas, to know what they have to do. But there's a second darga of limud HaTorah. And that is, even after you already know all the mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah of limud HaTorah, the shame, the mitzvah of limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is a mitzvah unto itself. That even after you know everything, there's a mitzvah to be mefalpel and to learn more and to be mamik in the longest of the halachas. That is a mitzvah of limud HaTorah k'shehu ba'atzmai. That is a mitzvah that women don't have. That is a mitzvah that only men have. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Nedarim, Almeh of the Haaretz. Why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? This they asked the Chachamim v'loy Pirshua, the Neviim v'loy Pirshua. Ad she Pirish Hakadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmai. Hakadosh Baruch Hu explained himself. Al shloy Baruch Hu ba'atayrit chila. They did not make Berachas HaTorah. What does that mean? They didn't make Berachas HaTorah. Why didn't they make Berachas HaTorah? Dr. Beis HaLevi, that the people of that time, even though they learned Torah, but they looked at Torah only as a preparation to do the mitzvahs. They weren't makshiv Torah for itself. Yeah, it's like an instruction book. You have to know how to do the mitzvahs, we'll learn how to do the mitzvahs. So it's not a mitzvah unto itself, it's just a preparation for a mitzvah. A hechsher mitzvah they have, you don't make a bracha on it. But that was their mistake. They didn't value limud HaTorah for itself, and they didn't make a bracha on it. Over the emesis, even after, you know, all of the halachas, there's a mitzvah Talmud Torah, l'shem Talmud Torah. The Mele, there's a mitzvah Birchas HaTorah. It's a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a Birchas unto itself. It's a mitzvah unto itself. So after Beis HaLevi, if we would have said Nishma V'Naseh, that would have been Mashma, we'll learn the Torah in order to be Mekayim the mitzvahs. That only would have implied the first Madrega of Torah. But that's not the whole thing. By saying Naseh v'Nishma, they said Naseh. That Mimela includes the first kind of Limud HaTorah. Because you can't be Mekayim the mitzvahs unless you know what to do.
after you already do the mitzvahs and you did the first part, again you said Nishma. That's already matched with the second diagram of Liman HaTorah. The Mele, you have the Torah B'Milua, you have the Torah L'Shem Torah, aside from the Torah that prepares you to do the mitzvahs. You have the Torah B'Milua, the Etz Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That was a full Kabbalah HaTorah, and only then were they Zoichet to the two crowns. Ever Kineged Nasa, Ever Kineged Nishma. Hagut Nishabas, everybody. Yeah.